Okay, folks. Next up, we have, as soon as I can find it here. Hey, I'm going to let you say that. I can't pronounce that.
Nrithya India Dance Academy now will present Ancient Dance of India. 4,000, 5,000 years ago in India, as a part of our ritual worship, part of our spirituality, we performed Indian classical dance forms inside the temples of India. Since 1947, since India gained her independence, we have the ability and the capacity to come outside the temple premises and perform for all of you. So from the temples of India, the rites of passage, I call this as my rite of passage, we have traveled from the temples to stages. I could never have imagined when I was 4 years old, a freaky doll would be blonde hair, blue eyes. I have never even seen something like that until the age of 27, 28, that I would be given an opportunity to come and perform or describe the ancient mode dance form in the world, Bharatanatyam. Bharatanatyam has eye neck movements and hand gestures, just like the sign language. A five fingers put together means I, you, he, she, up in the sky, down below, no, go, hush, can't hear. Will you keep quiet? Water, wind, huge. This, that, ears, face, body. Just five fingers together. Put together the fish, the bird, in flight. Waterfall, lightning, thunder. These are the hand gestures that were used, which is called hastas, patak, tripataka, ardhapataka, kartari, mukhamayura, ardhachandra, arala, shukatunda, mishti, shikara, kapitta, katakamuka, suchi, chandrakalai, padmakosha, sarpasirsha, mrigasirsha, simhamukha, kangula, alapadma, chatura, brahmara, hamsasya, hamsapaksha, samtam, samukula, tamrachura, trishura. A shikara with a thumb up is water, grind. Back home, this was where we ground. We didn't switch on. Even now, you can use it for a osterizer. We can even grind with this finger, right? Yes. Milk in a cow was this hand gesture, milk. Yeah. Braiding was same hand gesture. Yeah. Pulling. And a bird. Same hand gesture. Kapit. Today we are going to present as a passage. Let me explain why Indian ladies learned dancing. No TV, no CD, no CD player, no emailing during our times. We believed in one marriage and we kept that marriage most of the time. Unless, of course, the husband or wife died. I'm married for 34 long years. I've been dancing for 47 years of my life. And all I know is the only man in my house was my father, my son, and the Holy Spirit, my husband. We don't know beyond that. That is the way we were raised. So after school hours, besides learning English and math, which is very, very important for us, before school hours, we went to dance classes. The dance form that she's going to perform, which is Bharatanatyam, is yoga-based, which is stretch. Everything regarding stretches. Besides that, in order to portray a snake, a single snake, we have to use tips of the fingers, the palm, the wrist, the elbow, the shoulder. Then there would be and the eyes to go with it. Mean. And a face is saying, oh, I don't love you much. Dead and gone. That's the hand gestures for just one snake. The entire body was used. Dancers danced barefoot with bells, like the Indian bells on the feet. And that was enduring, but that provided them with stamina. And we described and portrayed gods and goddesses of India. Now the general theme, general belief is that India has so many gods and goddesses, they don't know whom to pray sometimes in time of crisis. That is not true. That is not true, because we all, like you, all of us, do believe in one God. But unlike you, and like the Greek mythology, we believe in God of wisdom, God of strength, goddess of beauty, goddess of prosperity, and different goddesses and gods through whom we reach God. Like the president, the prime minister, the president, the mayor, the commissioner. Exactly like that. We believed in one superior human being, but we came down to different gods. In the rites of passage, every young girl, before her marriage, of course she's not marriageable age as per Americans. She's dateable age, but back home in India, this was the age we married, 13, 14, or 15. That's the time we started looking out. The family started looking out for suitable boys for the family, for the girl. My daughter's marriages, both of them, a pharmacist in Tampa and a lawyer in American University, both the daughters still arranged marriage. We saw the boy, we liked the boy, we showed the boy the picture of the girl. The boy came home, saw the girl, liked her more than the picture. They stayed together, happily married for 7 years now. That is the way we still believe in, that's the principle that we live by, that God gives you what you choose, and what you don't choose is your husband. The parents choose with their experience for you. And I don't think we have gone very, very wrong, because India is the second populated country in the world. And as many women single, divorced here, are as many women happily married back home in India, or more maybe for that matter. So I don't think the principle of choosing a boy for your daughter or choosing the daughter, son-in-law you like is wrong. But that is a rite of passage where I'm coming to is marriageable age. Jennifer Yamin will now present a classical dance number, Bharatanatyam. She seeks the blessing of Lord Shiva, the king of dance, as Nataraja. She says, he who has been praised by everybody in the world, who has sculptures poses in the temples of India, is the one I seek to give me the strength and the endurance. Ladies and gentlemen, and the children, we present the ancient, most ancient, I would say, with my chest up front, with no fear, because the language is Sanskrit, mother of all East Asian languages. Natesha Kautvam Tadavana Munijana Sakhala Sura Sura Sannuta Pada Kinkini Jam Jam Jaka 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 Nupura Laya Gati. With bells adorning your feet, O Lord of Dance, you danced in the golden temple of Chidambaram, one of the oldest temples in India. Natesha Kautvam by Jennifer Yamin. A little about Jennifer. Jennifer has been my student for 4 years now, fifth year in a row. She belongs to the island of Guyana, the town of Guyana from South America. Her father is a Muslim gentleman. Mother is a Christian lady here. Comes from cross-cultural family. Didn't know a word of Hindi when she joined class. Doesn't know much today either. But will present in Sanskrit, again, one of the oldest languages in the world, Natesha Kautvam. One of my star students comes from Clermont. She drives, mom drives her, of course. She drives her mom crazy to drive her to class. When other girls on Saturday mornings are still in bed, she's in class rehearsing with 24 other students on a Saturday morning in a temple in Orlando, doing the most difficult dance. You will see soon why. Thank you. Thank you.
ಕುಲಧರ ನಂಗಿದ ಗಿಡತಗೆ ನನಗಿದ ಗಿಡತಗೆ ನಂದಿ ವಾಹನ ಜಗ ಜಗ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಶಶಿ ಕವಿ ಭೂಷಣ ರೂಪ ಭಯಂಕರ ರಮರುಕ ಹಸ್ತಾಂ ತೃತೀಯ ಸಹಸ್ರ ದೀಕ್ಷಿತ ನಾಥ ನಟೇಶ ಕೌತುಂ
Now, how does she learn this dance from in dance class? I'm not dressed up in the Bharatanatyam costume, but I'm dressed up civil. This is the costume of India, the national costume. A salwar and pants and a kameez, a dress, and a dupatta to keep my modesty together. Not that much, there's much, but little. To keep it together is a dupatta. How many times shall I tell you? Don't you ever understand that my Savara, that my beloved, is the one who plays the beautiful flute? Tane kai kai bol sunawa. How many times can you ever listen that my beloved, the one I adore and worship, is the one who plays the flute? Since my previous birth, I have loved him dearly. Mera Savara Giridhari. Okay, his beautiful body, his hands, you, so cute, my adorable little one. Come to my beautiful house, O Krishna. Bless me, because the one I worship, the one I sing his praise is Giridhari. Ladies and gentlemen, 16th century poet is Mirabai was a princess in Rajasthan. She disowned her entire royalty and sang in praise of Lord Krishna. Her poems are now literature in India. In order to graduate from Hindi classes, you have to learn Meera bhajans. One such bhajan sung by Lata Mangeshkar, the Nightingale of India, is Tane Kaen Kaen Bol Sunawa, which I'll be performing now. so heavily, they're going to be shocked. We Indians believe that we are born from the dust and we go back to the dust. So every morning when we get up, this was about 40, 50 years ago, we used to take the dust, sand off the front of the house and bless God and thank Him. Also applying it here because this is the seat of the intellect, or we believe the soul is here. Later it became different colored. A brown would mean you're married, keep off me, you know. And the sign, one of the signs of marriage was a tikka. She has a colored tikka because she's still available, and for a long time she'll be. But I'm taken, so I wear an orange tikka. But seven signs of, again, marriages are flowers in the head, which I don't have any, but it should be sweet smelling, which I couldn't find on the way. All I could find was bougainvilleas today. And a tikka, a tali, which has black beads. This is just to keep the American guys away. But this is because they don't know that I have not had any offerings yet. No, but I'm just saying, this is just a formality here. But this is what shows we are married. Anklets in our feet and ring in the fingers now. And then we put henna in the hands. Henna is a green-colored leaf that we grind, and we let it stay overnight. And it colors your hair, the hand. The same henna that's used in conditioners in the hair. Henna is a conditioner in the hair that softens the hair, seemingly takes the heat off our body. So we applied. These are the seven signs of marriage that we have. This is a sticker right now that is available in the market. But it wasn't like that before. It was made out of the root of turmeric. It's a yellow color root, which is ground and left in a copper pot, which changed color because sulfur reacted with the copper. And I don't want to go into chemistry, but some kind of something was formed that turned into this color. Also the mang, rites of passage. So a young girl, when she's not married, will take a crooked line from here, what do you call it, a parting. Whereas married girls would take a center parting. Now I color my hair and I'm not ready yet, so I took no parting today. So people wonder, but a center parting is when you put that vermilion, that sign of marriage on your head. So we never got second looks anyways, but no one ever looked at us. I live in Altamont. I'm a nurse by profession. I have a master's in microbiology from University of Florida. And went to school with my kids, educating my students. I went to school. But when I came here, we were thrown out of the Gulf War. I came here with two teenage girls, a teenage son. He was equivalent to five guys around me. And two suitcases. We did well in this country because this is the land of opportunity. Culture is appreciated. Hope it'll be appreciated in future. My dance paid through me my tuitions to be a nurse. Through school, my dancing also helped very many students, very many diversified cultures be educated about the most ancient dance form in the world. We were absorbed in 1998 by Walt Disney. We did the grand opening of Animal Kingdom with 90 students. We also perform regularly at the NASA Kennedy Space Center. In spite of 9/11 events, we still perform for two shuttle takeoffs after that. So the dance form is appreciated. And all the girls who are with me are girls who are Buddhist in religion, Sikh in religion, Christians, of course. I have 21 students who are Muslims, Ismailis, who don't even, Muslims are supposed to be in burqa, you know, covering their face, but they are all in class. Not here in Tampa. My entire group of Tampa is only Christians and Muslims. I have 14 Spanish students who do very well. I last 4 months I have been teaching in Goldsboro Elementary School as an after-school program, volunteering my time. I don't get paid for it. Midway Elementary School, I go after school and try to teach them hand gestures because it's beautiful to say there was a bird in a cage and the, when the door opened, the bird flew away happily. So this is the way children. There is one. They wanted to know. I said, "What do you want to learn?" She said, "One fish in the sea." The child wanted 4 year old. There was one fish in the sea, and I said, "Yes, there is one fish in the sea. There's one bud that blooms, and a bee comes from around and then we have a fruit." So I could teach them a little bit of biology with my hand gestures, not that they want to know at that age, but things like that I could explain to them. Difference between the wind and the water. Daytona Beach. So they can see, they relate that to it. So that's the little way of educating an ancient art form that was handed to us in an oral tradition. Nothing was given to us in written paper by gurus. We stayed with them and learnt with them. We ate with them, washed the guru's clothes in order to learn dancing. And we all came from affluent families. We did that because maybe we were born to dance. That is why. Thank you. I teach her two hours on a Saturday morning, and she performs at home 15, 20 minutes a day, every day at least. Thank you again. I appreciate this. I think it's a blessing. Thank you.